Our final segment here on Southwest Kansas Focus. I'm Tim Bolware. Normally, Kathleen McKinley joins us from Garden City Community College. She was unable to do so this week. She will be back next week, but we have some information for you from the college on things that are going on. First off, more than 400 juniors and seniors from 16 Southwest Kansas high schools. They're meeting up at Garden City Community College. It's Exploration Day 2013 on November 14th. The event is scheduled from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and registration to participate in Exploration Day is available at www.gcccks.edu. The annual event offers students a chance to take a close-up look at career opportunities in 14 fields through lab or classroom time, campus tours, and also hands-on experience. Also, the Garden City Community College Department of Public Safety has scheduled a series of classes for local and area residents who want to qualify for a Kansas Concealed Carry Handgun Permit or are interested in learning about personal safety course. The one-day Kansas Concealed Carry course prepares individuals to make an application to the state for a permit and is offered from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. That'll be November 16th in the John Collins Vocational Building. The concealed carry course is conducted periodically in partnership with the Sand and Sage Rifle and Pistol Club, also sanctioned by the Office of the Kansas Attorney General, and it uses instructors certified by the National Rifle Association. Cost is $125 per person. The one-day Refuse to Be a Victim course will be offered 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, December 7th. It's also at the John Collins Vocational Building. Instruction includes information about psychology of the criminal mind, also home and phone security, automobile and travel security, personal and technological security, self-defense devices, and many, many more topics. Cost is $45 per person. Now, this is important. Courses will take place only with sufficient enrollment. So you can do it now. A pre-registration for the basic firearms or concealed carry course available by contacting Team-T. That's Team-T at team-t.org. Or if you want to call, 620-276-9629. That's 276-9629. Finally, the 2013 Meats team at the Garden City Community College, they take the championship. First place overall at the recent American Royal Meats Contest, and that's the first time that GCCC has won the championship since the competition started in 1998. The American Meat Science Association sanctioned competition took place October 21st at Nebraska Beef in Omaha. University and Community College competitors on hand from across the country. Alan Caro of Santanta placed first in high individual overall by 33 points, along with high individual in beef grading, beef judging, total beef, and questions. Sammy Leeds of Council Grove placed second high individual overall in questions, total beef, and pork judging. Leeds placed third in beef judging as well. Skylar Glenn of Holcomb was fifth high individual overall, first in lamb judging, and fourth in placings. And Casey Henderson of Santanta finished 13th in the high individual overall and sixth in the questions category. We'll wrap up our program with Mia Horn today of Garden City Community College, and she'll talk about some things she's doing in leading the cosmetology department. You have some big news because the students are on the floor and they're looking for appointments right
now. Yes, I want to tell everybody that our students are on the floor on Mondays and Fridays. Mondays 8 to 5:30 and Fridays 8 to 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some good convenient times for everybody. So how do they go about making an appointment?
They need to call our front desk where our students are sitting and they're learning their reception skills. And the number is 276-0400.
276-0400. Now,
yes.
And now, how long are they on the floor before they get their certifications?
They have 320 hours before they work on the public, and then they have 1,500 hours to complete the program.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's great. And so, and financial aid, if anybody's interested?
Yes, we're going to be having our spring enrollment November the 18th. And some of the things they need to do before they enroll is their compass testing over in the library and get their financial aid in order.
Okay. Well, great. And how do they go about getting financial aid?
They need to go over to the business office on campus at Garden City Community College, and they'll help them with their finances.
Oh, geez. It sounds like we're going to go from one room to the next.
Yes.
But how long has the cosmetology program been offered?
It used to be at the Garden City High School
mm-hmm.
a long time ago, and now it's at the college in the Pinka Building.
That's Southwest Kansas Focus for this Sunday morning. And if you missed any of our interviews, you can go to our website, and they'll be up later on today at westernkansasnews.com. And there you can find all the interviews from today's program. I'm Tim Bulware. We're here every Sunday morning at 10:05, and we invite you to join us then here on KBUF. Coming up next is the United Methodist Church.